ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Fuller Milker Center. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors in the January 6th case releasing a filing trying to convince the judge overseeing the case that Donald Trump should not be covered by presidential immunity.
The 165-page filing is an effort by prosecutors to keep the January 6th case against Trump alive by casting what he did in the lead-up to the riot as the private actions of a man willing to commit multiple crimes to stay in office. The filing details evidence, including one campaign advisor's testimony, that Trump intended to declare himself the winner even before all the votes were counted. Another advisor testified that Trump told family members, "It doesn't matter if you won or lost the election, you still have to fight like hell."
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Biden on the ground in hard-hit North Carolina following Hurricane Helene, pledging the full backing of the federal government's resources to help in search and rescue efforts and to rebuild. And reports of an explosion in Beirut, the IDF says it conducted a precise strike as it targets Hezbollah. This is ABC News. A more civil tone underscored the vice presidential debate last night. Democrat and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, along with GOP Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, focusing mainly on policy and the debate stage. ABC's Mary Alice Park says that Vance presented himself differently than he does on the campaign trail.
Coming into this debate, he was really struggling in popularity. I mean, trailing Walz by double digits, really struggling to sort of prove himself to be likable. I mean, thinking back to those comments about childless cat lady, the stuff he has said about Haitian immigrants. He came and did what he needed to do, which was present himself as a much more likable guy.
Both are back out on the campaign trail today. In Alaska, the annual Fat Bear Contest has gotten underway, marking the 10th anniversary, where people from around the world weigh in on which chunky bear feeding on salmon will win. The contest involves a bevy of brown bears from Brooks River and Katmai National Park and Preserve. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a moderate fire risk due to low humidity, drought conditions, and high winds. Clear and breezy tonight with a low of 44. Winds will be southwest 10 to 15. Partly cloudy with calmer winds tomorrow, high 76. Winds will be northeast 5 to 10. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of light showers and a low of 46. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and our current temperature is 70 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Donald Trump returned to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Civic Media's Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Wattles, Civic Media News.
Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin have picked new presidential electors. 10 Wisconsin Republicans posed as fake electors for Donald Trump 4 years ago. They agreed to a settlement last year that called for them to admit Joe Biden won. They also agreed not to serve as electors in any election involving Trump. The Wisconsin Democratic Party is outraising the state Republican Party at a rate of about 4-1 this year. The Democrats have raised nearly $20 million, while the state GOP has pulled in not quite $5 million. Both parties filed their September fundraising reports this week. Big donations are driving the numbers for both parties. The November general election is just over a month away. Civic Media has a Wisconsin legislative voter guide with all the information you're looking for, candidates running to represent you, and the new legislative maps. Visit civicmedia.us/voterguide. To learn what is specifically on your ballot and where your polling place is, visit myvote.wi.gov. School's back in session for Wisconsin, and according to a new survey, 84% of Badger State parents say they're satisfied with the quality of schools their children attend. According to the survey conducted by 50CAN and released by Navigate School Choice, 37% of moms and dads described themselves as very satisfied, while 40% said they were somewhat satisfied. In addition, parents were more likely to say that their children were excelling at and were performing above grade level in reading than in math. Still, more than 1 in 5 Badger State parents say that if they had a choice, they'd choose a different school for their child. And 31% of families in the state said they did not have a choice of where to send their child to school in the first place. According to Shelby Doyle, vice president of Navigate School Choice, these results, high parent satisfaction but a desire for more options, might seem contradictory, but reflect a national trend. Wisconsin parents who want to learn more about their school choice options can visit the newly launched MySchoolChoice.com, which provides comprehensive and jargon-free information about the traditional public, public charter, public magnet, private, online, home, and non-traditional education choices available in the Badger State. Breast cancer is becoming an increasingly common diagnosis in women under the age of 40. Younger women have denser breast tissue. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon at Aspirus.
Mammogram may not be enough, especially if they have other risk factors. And so what we add to that is screening MRI. And with a screening MRI, we can find very small tumors also in women who have dense breasts that would have otherwise gone unrecognized.
However, unless deemed medically necessary, screening MRIs are not covered by all insurance in the U.S. Lifestyle choices can reduce your chances of developing cancer.
The Mediterranean diet is kind of the recommended diet at this point. More physical activity and exercise is better, but even a little bit goes a long way.
Also, zero alcohol intake. A new report says agribusiness consolidation has led to less competition, higher prices, and abusive practices. The report's author is Basil Musharbash.
We found that either a single firm or a small, tightly coordinated group of firms have amassed monopoly power, the power to control prices or exclude competitors from a given market, in nearly every major industry that manufactures and sells farm inputs, that buys or processes farm crops, or that distributes food to the public. It doesn't have to be this way. These firms are smart and powerful. They've executed strategies over decades. The U.S. government allowed it because we made policy decisions not to enforce the antitrust laws to the fullest extent. We can take action to fix that.
The report finds abuses such as engineered shortages designed to keep prices high. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Ryan Keeler to serve as Grant County District Attorney. The appointment fills a vacancy created by former District Attorney Ian Mickelson's resignation. Keeler will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January 2025. Since 2016, Keeler has been in private law practice in Platteville, where he focused on criminal defense. He previously served as president of the Grant County Bar Association and also served as a lecturer of agricultural and environmental law at the University of Wisconsin, UW-Platteville. Originally from his family's dairy farm outside Platteville, Keeler is a graduate of UW-La Crosse and the University of Wisconsin Law School and currently lives in Platteville. A settlement agreement has been reached with the Wisconsin Department of Corrections under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The settlement will help ensure that incarcerated individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing have equal access to WDOC's programs, services, and activities, including educational counseling, medical, recreational, and prison employment programs. The agreement resolves the department's investigation into complaints that WDOC did not provide auxiliary aids and services, such as sign language interpreters to incarcerated individuals with hearing disabilities. Under the settlement agreement, WDOC will provide inmates with hearing disabilities appropriate auxiliary aids and services such as sign language interpreters, video telephones, visual notification systems, and hearing aids when necessary. WDOC must also make reasonable modifications to its policies, practices, and procedures to accommodate inmates with disabilities, such as handcuffing in front to allow an individual who uses sign language to communicate and allowing additional time for telephone calls that rely on an interpreter. As a result of the agreement announced, WDOC will implement a process that begins at intake and continues through incarceration to identify and accommodate inmates with hearing disabilities, develop individualized communication assessment and plans, provide training on the ADA to staff, and pay $15,000 to compensate three incarcerated individuals who were harmed. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club will be hosting one of its famous pancake suppers this evening from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The free will donations will support the Coats for Kids. The Ithaca School District will be holding an informational session tonight in regards to a referendum question that will appear on November's election ballot. The question will be asking voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. As in previous sessions that were held, those who will be in attendance will be informed about the referendum question and the two major reasons for it. Also, the impacts it will have on residents of the Ithaca School District will be discussed. Those attending the session are also welcome to voice their opinions and concerns, as well as ask any questions they may have. Tonight's informational sessions will be held at 5:45 in the Ithaca Community Gym. If you are unable to attend tonight's session, one more informational session will be held Sunday morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. All are welcome to attend both sessions. Public Health Sauk County Local Hospitals and the Ho-Chunk Nation Department of Health will provide two opportunities to hear about the results of their 2024 Sauk County Community Health Assessment. The assessment highlights three health priorities: housing, mental health, and substance use. All are invited to discuss current efforts to improve health in these areas. A morning event with a free full breakfast will take place at the Ho-Chunk Gaming Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 11:30. A virtual option will be held Tuesday night, October 15th from 5:30 to 7. Both events require registration and are completely free and open to everyone. To register, go to bit.ly/SaukHealthEvent or contact Jody at 608-355-4315. The USDA has announced funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act for the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program for fiscal year 2025. NRCS accepts applications year-round for ACEP, agricultural land easements, and wetland reserve easements. Interested landowners and partners should apply by the next two batching dates, October 4th or December 20th, at their local NRCS office to be considered for these two state-led funding cycles. In addition, any application submitted to NRCS that was unfunded in fiscal year 2024 will be automatically reconsidered during the October 4th funding cycle unless canceled by the applicant. In fiscal year 2025, states will receive Inflation Reduction Act funding, and all eligible applications within a state will compete. The current ACEP priorities for the Inflation Reduction Act funding are unchanged from last fiscal year and are available in all states. The Inflation Reduction Act funding is in addition to the funding authorized and available under the Farm Bill and through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77 of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing Home in Mauston. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77 of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschmann, 68 of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Rebecca A., Becky Kretschmann, 68 of Boscobel. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow at the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a beautiful, sunny, and mild day today, high temperatures scraped those low 70s. But those winds sure were feisty, gusting out of the southwest up to 25 miles per hour. They're now starting to calm down, just a touch. I mean, they'll still be a bit breezy tonight under clear skies. Low temperatures will fall to those mid-40s. With much calmer winds tomorrow, pulling out of the northeast, we'll be partly cloudy with highs reaching the mid-70s. More and more clouds do build in at night, and we do have the smallest chance for a few spotty light showers. Mainly overnight, with just a trace expected as lows fall back to the mid-40s. For Friday, it'll be mostly sunny and quite pleasant, highs at about 70 degrees with winds out of the east. And for Saturday, it'll be sunny to start, as high temperatures get shoved from breezy south winds to 80 degrees. Another unseasonably warm, summery day in early October. It's nice that it's falling on the weekend, so I hope you get outside to enjoy it. But by night, we do have a cold front moving in, which is going to bring chances for more showers. With moderate drought conditions across the area, we do need every drop of it. Especially because we're in a moderate fire danger right now. Any sort of rain will help wind that down so we can enjoy some fall bonfires. Anyhow, Sunday morning, we could still see a few scattered showers, but they wind down early in the morning. As more and more sun starts to peek out, it'll be another windy day on Sunday and cooler, by about 10 degrees, reaching the upper 60s to near 70. We slide a little further into the mid-60s for Monday, with a ton of sunshine on tap. We slide pretty chilly overnight on Sunday, where overnight lows are going to fall to the mid-30s. but we'll still be sitting pretty under a ton of sunshine, just some crisp highs in the mid-60s. So all in all, a bit of a roller coaster. Two more cold fronts pegged to come through, Thursday night and Saturday night. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 70 degrees after a high today of 72 and a morning low of 36. Yesterday's high was 94. Yesterday's high was 67, and we received no precipitation. Record high back in 1976 was 94, and the record low was 22 set back in 2003. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:41, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:01. After a windy day, our winds are down to being out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.84, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Mark Vientos hit a tie-breaking two-run single during a five-run outburst in the fifth inning as the New York Mets beat the Milwaukee Brewers 8-4 yesterday in an NL Wild Card Series opener. Jesse Winker and pinch hitter J.D. Martinez each drove in two runs for the Mets. Bryce Turang went 3-for-4. Jackson Churio was 2-for-4. And William Contreras had two RBIs for the Brewers. Milwaukee has now lost 10 of its last 11 playoff games. The Brewers try to stave off elimination later today. Frankie Montaz takes the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers, while Sean Manea goes for the Mets. First pitch for tonight's contest will be at 6:38, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6 o'clock. Earlier today in Major League Baseball, the Tigers beat the Astros 5-2 in that best-of-three series, so they took it at best-of-three series because the Tigers won yesterday, so they advance on. Also, the Royals beat the Orioles yesterday, so the Royals are looking to take that series. Right now, it's tied at one apiece in the bottom of the fifth inning. And besides the Brewer-Met matchup tonight, tonight's other playoff game will feature the Padres hosting the Braves, and the Padres lead that series 1-0. 2 days after Braden Narveson missed a pair of field goals in a two-point loss to the Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers worked out a pair of kickers, Chad Ryland and Lucas Havzik, yesterday. Narveson has missed 4 field goals in 4 games. Ryland was a fourth-round pick of the New England Patriots in the 2023 draft. He made 16 of 25 field goals and 24 of 25 extra points during his rookie season. Harvisick made 15 of 20 field goals and 19 of 22 extra points over 9 games with the Los Angeles Rams last season.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Alumni like J.J. Watt, Melvin Gordon, Sam Decker, and Zach Showalter all weighed in on social media to express their frustrations with the Badgers' 38-21 loss to USC on Saturday. Adding to that frustration was a cryptic tweet from now Jet and former Badger running back Braylon Allen, who said someday he'd explain what was going on during his last season with Wisconsin. Despite the unrest, Fickell says he doesn't let the outside noise affect him or his approach. The Badgers will try to get back on track Saturday at Camp Randall against 1-3 Purdue. Las Vegas Raiders coach Antonio Pierce channeled his inner Belichick after being asked repeatedly about star wide receiver and former Green Bay Packer Devontae Adams' status with the team. Pierce said the Raiders were focused on the Denver Broncos. The Raiders visit the Broncos on Sunday. Whether Adams will be on the flight to Denver is very much an open question, given this week's developments. He could miss his second game in a row with a hamstring injury, but multiple reports have said he wants out of Las Vegas and that the Raiders might be willing to accommodate such a request. New York Jets wide receiver and also former Green Bay Packer Alan Lazard expects to be fined by the NFL for his celebration after a catch against Denver last Sunday that included what officials deemed to be a gun-like gesture. Lazard called the situation very, very silly. The wide receiver said his coaches have talked to him about it, but added he has received zero clarification from the NFL on the 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for which he was called. Lazard caught a 12-yard pass from Aaron Rodgers in the third quarter when, while sitting on the turf, he signaled for a first down by flicking his hands in a gun-like motion. And Pete Rose still isn't going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The career hits leader's banishment from baseball 35 years ago was often referred to as a lifetime ban, and his death this week led some to believe that it would end. But Rose was actually declared permanently ineligible by Major League Baseball rules for betting on the game, as in forever, unless there is a formal reinstatement. Since players or officials on MLB's ineligible list can't be considered for election into the Hall of Fame, Rose's status didn't change when he died on Monday at the age of 83. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581. This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Wednesday. Corn and cattle finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans did close mix. They consolidated while watching U.S. harvest activity. Harvest weather looks mostly favorable, and a private firm did raise its already record yield guess earlier this week. November beans were down 1.25 at 10.56. January was 1.25 lower at 10.74.25. December bean meal was down $7.10 at 340.40. December soybean oil was up 73 points at 43.64. Corn was modestly higher. Feed, fuel, and export demand remained solid, and that's helping corn find support even with strong yield results in some key U.S. growing areas. Medium-term forecasts do have rain for dry parts of Argentina and Brazil. December corn was up 3.5 at 432.5, and March was 3.5 higher at 450. And wheat was higher on speculative and technical buying. Dry conditions are an ongoing concern in the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region. A recent frost in parts of Australia is expected to lead to at least some crop loss. December Chicago was 16.25 higher at 615.25. December Kansas City was up 21 at 619.25. December Minneapolis wheat was up 14.25 at 649. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett will have more on that in just a moment. December live was up 252 at 187.70. February was 222 higher at 188.40. November feeders were up 387 at 248.55. January feeder cattle at midweek were 362 higher at 242.07. And nearby hogs were up. Far off the third months were down as traders adjusted spreads. December was 215 higher at 76.75, and February was up $1.57 at 80.15. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Wednesday afternoon, with just a few early asking prices reported in the south at 187, but they were not established in the north. Bids remain very elusive. Significant trade volume could be delayed for another day or two. Boxed beef cutout values closed lower on Wednesday. Choice was down 36 cents at $299.81. Select down 137 at $283.93. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 2,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed steady to sharply lower on Wednesday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 188 with a base range of 71 to 77.50 and weighted average price of 75.91. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, even on the week and up more than 1,500 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. The Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX Group says increased tensions in the Middle East are concerning for farmers.
High tensions usually mean higher prices.
Josh Linville tells Brownfield Iran's attack this week on Israel adds to an already volatile urea market. More coming up.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Of the U.S. House Ag Committee says passing a new farm bill is a top priority for the lame duck session. Michigan Democrat Elisa Slotkin tells Brownfield,
I think we can really get a lot of work done between November 6th and December 31st, and that's our job. That's our mandate. The farm bill, the House and Senate version overlap by about 80-85%, I would say. And the heads of the two committees have been meeting and talking in the past 2 weeks, which is a change.
A researcher at University of Nebraska-Lincoln is helping develop the first virtual replica of a cornfield. James Schnabel tells Brownfield,
what we want the digital model to do is tell us a lot about how a plant is growing in a particular environment.
He says in the past, researchers have relied on crop growth models to help predict crop performance. U.S. ethanol production bounced back a little last week. Production averaged 1,015,000 barrels a day, up 21,000 on the week. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
How well will lower interest rates impact the year's end? Hi folks, I'm Nicole Heslip with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag bankers say lower farm incomes are outweighing any optimism lower interest rates can offer. In this episode of Managing for Profit, we'll hear outlooks for farm prices, equipment, and when improvement, if any, could come in the next few months. That's next on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Economist says the Rural Main Street Index fell in September to its lowest level since the spring of 2020. Ernie Goss with Creighton University tells Brownfield.
We've got an increase in supply pushing down particularly grain prices, principally soybean, corn, and wheat in this part of the country. Cattle prices holding up somewhat better. We've been dealing with higher interest rates.
He says the federal government's announcement of interest rate cuts will make it easier to borrow and reduce the value of the dollar.
That would make U.S. agricultural goods more competitively priced abroad.
Goss says about 40% of farmers surveyed expect to lose income in 2024.
I expect that to turn a little bit more positive with these lower interest rates, but there's no doubt that these prices are just inconsistent with positive income. Most farmers, in terms of grain, these prices are below break-even.
Farmland prices also fell for the fourth time in the past 5 months. Goss says farmland prices are expected to dip by more than 5% over the next 12 months.
So farmland prices, while they are down and they are going to continue to move somewhat lower, they're still fairly strong, and that just reflects the long-term outlook of agriculture, which, again, I think is positive, but you live in the short term.
He says some bankers are predicting a 10 to 20% decline in farmland prices over the next year. Goss says lower interest rates should help spark some positivity in the farm equipment sector.
On equipment sales, those interest rates will move lower, and I expect those to move lower for the next year and a half. We're going to move probably 1.5% lower, and that's good for farm equipment purchases and good for those dealers and good for the manufacturers as well in the communities that we survey.
The index surveys ag bankers across 10 states in the Midwest.
With these lower interest rates, I think things will improve, but it will not be an improvement that's fast enough. One of the issues that concern all of us and should concern all of us is the pressure on banking. In other words, the administration, current administration, seems to be on the side of, well, if we lose some community banks through mergers and acquisitions, that's okay. Well, it's not okay. These community banks serve the communities in which they're located. Well, we need those community banks that better understand the needs of the community and the farmer.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand bail on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, it's something wrong. I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. Cause it's late and your mama don't know. After everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away, got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. Cause it's late and your mama don't know. I got home before I said
his car. I grabbed a pen and an old napkin and I wrote down our song. Way back when, or if I see you again, maybe you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love.
Chris Stapleton with Think I'm in Love with You. And before that, we had Taylor Swift with our song on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and passing along any information as we get it or any information that we currently have. And right now, our current temperature is 69 degrees at 548. I'm jumping ahead a time bit. Now, 548 is our time on this second day of October. Hoping your day was a great one and hope you enjoy your evening. And thank you for making WRCO a part of your evening on this hump day on Wednesday. And tepid, yeah, kind of a fall day like out today. Kind of windy out there. That helped make it even more cool outside. But right now, like I said, our temperature is 69 degrees. We hit a high of 72 and we're supposed to get down to 44 tonight. So it's going to be another chilly one. So you might have to leave the windows closed, but I don't know. Maybe you like the cool weather. And if you do, you feel free to open your window and get yourself some nice fresh air on this Wednesday. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, Lost, a male beagle with no collar. The dog was lost in the Mount Zion area near Gaze Mills. If you find this beagle, please give a call to 608-739-2652. And if you're hungry, boy, we have a place for you to go. At the Richland Center, Kiwanis Free Will Pancake Supper is being held tonight. And that's going until 7 o'clock. And that'll be held at the, or is being held at the Richland Center Community Center. And so you can make your reservations in time. The ADRC of Eagle Country in Richland Center is hosting a free Welcome to Medicare seminar that's being held next Monday, October 7th. Make your reservations by calling the ADRC at 608-647-4616. You must call at least 5 days in advance of the seminar to make your reservation.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 bayou. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance, and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. I used to be a fool and a sucker for a high time, any time, night or day. I had around the clock smile, just caught me and I would be readily on my way. But to tell you the truth, I was lonesome and blue, praying for a little light in my life. And then a miracle came and everything changed, and I made that little woman my wife. Let me tell you that all the fun that